Seamus Toomey joining us from Black Club Chicago now with extremely local news, and it is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus and the Black Club team have been monitoring the internet, going nuts over the news of the new Pope. What stands out to you, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, our headline is Chicago loses its mind over homegrown a Pope.
Yep.
This is probably one of the more exciting days on Chicago internet in a while. Lots of good-natured memes and posts, hopefully not too sacrilegious. But yes, really leaning into the things that the internet loves about Chicago. No surprise, Malort and thin crust pizza being suggested as replacements for communion, lots of Italian beef, lots of Coach Ditka. One of the better ones was Da Prayers, and lots of Da Pope. I saw the Sun-Times headline was Da Pope as well, but just a lot of fun. We love to talk about Chicago, and someone posted, "Chicagoans are never going to shut up about this," which is extremely true. We tend to be insufferable about things that come from Chicago, and now we've got one, hopefully for years to come. No shortage of things like "God bless everyone except Green Bay."
There you go. And I saw first Pope to save big money at Menards. This is why they never wanted to pick an American. Craziness. Yeah. Let's talk about what's happening on the South Side with those vacant lots, Seamus.
Yeah, this is a really interesting program. This is a bunch of different nonprofits and philanthropy. They're working to build 2,000 new homes on the South and West Side at vacant lots. You know, you drive around the South and West Side, and one of the, you know, the stark reminders of what's happened over the last 50 years or so is a lot of these homes went into disrepair. The city ended up acquiring them, knocking them down, and just leaving vacant lots, you know, sort of pockmarked throughout the city. But now they're trying to reverse that trend. The city basically sells these lots for a buck to different nonprofits, and they've started to build these homes. They try to do them at affordable prices. They help out new homeowners with the mortgage and just try to get people in there. The latest, they've got about 20 done so far. They're working on 28 new ones in city-owned vacant lots in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. That project's being done by the Resurrection Project, and really just trying to replace some of the housing stock that the city has been, what they would say, was sort of forced to knock down. And so, you know, mm-hmm. I guess the idea is better to have a vacant lot than a place where, critters are living and are blights on the neighborhood and very dangerous. So a good project. You're going to see a lot of new housing around Chicago if this goes as planned.
And on the subject of critters, fill us in on the pilot project to curb Lincoln Park's rat population.
Yes, we've talked about this before, particularly in Wicker Park in Bucktown. They were trying out this project to put sort of this non-toxic cottonseed oil that makes rats infertile. It's shown some progress. It takes a while for that really to kick in, but it's going so well that Lincoln Park now wants a part of it. So they are going to launch about a $300,000 test project. They haven't picked the borders for where, but you can pretty much throw a dart at the map and find some neighborhood that is sick of the rats around there. So, they're going to start doing this pretty soon. They're going to lay just this sort of infertility potion all around alleys in there. And one of the things they talk about is that this does not affect as you go up the food chain. You know, when you poison a rat, that may be a win right there. But what happens when a hawk grabs that dying rat and then gets killed, or an owl does it? So they're really trying to just to limit it specifically. They say it does not affect birds and foxes and coyotes up the food chain. So we need those We need those guys to help in this overall fight. We've got to employ everyone, so we don't want to be knocking out the coyotes and the foxes with the poison.
That's why they should bring in some cats. BlockClubChicago.org for more. Seamus Toomey. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.